The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Happy Saturday, Grilling World. It's the Grilling Guys from 107.3 WBBL. This is Barbecue Bob. I am in studio with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. You got the Grilling Guys right here on WBBL 107.3. I am excited, man. The snow is off my backyard. My deck is needs to be cleaned a little bit, but I am ready for grilling season.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a lot of birds on your back deck.
Yeah, I got a lot of bird seed on my back deck, too, so I've got to get all that stuff cleaned off, so get the patio furniture out. It's probably a little early for that. You know, they're predicting snow again next week, but boy, do I get the fever when it's 50-some degrees out and the sun's shining like it is today. Get out and enjoy your Saturday. Fire up that grill.
That's right. We're going to get right into the next hour here. We are scooting out to New Jersey to talk to my Goomba out there. We've got Big Paulie on the line. Good morning, bro.
Hey, Barbecue Bob. Randy, what's going on out there?
Well, we're just waiting to hear Big Paulie's March basketball picks. You watch any games last night? I was watching Illinois handle UNLV, and it was horrible.
I got to tell you, you feel the madness? So the madness is starting. And I got some good friends living in Arizona, John and Mary and Sarah. Let me tell you, these guys, they retired from New York. They went to New Jersey, went to Pennsylvania to live in Arizona. And they keep me abreast of everything basketball. They have become the two biggest basketball fans I know. And they're going nuts out there right now. So it's going to be an interesting day for them, too.
We were just talking about dry aging.
Yeah, out in Arizona. Yeah,
I know he's listening, and he knows where you live. I'd be very careful.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't live in a trailer park, because that's Bob's retirement plan, is to get dry-aged in Arizona. Somehow we got there twisted around.
I wouldn't mind that myself after all the snow, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that Arizona-Memphis game was a buzzer beater right there at the end. It was very exciting, and as we all know, your Arizona friends moved on to play Texas soon. So how's your bracket doing? Mine.
I got to tell you, my bracket's doing good. My 401K isn't so hot. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, exactly. You and me both. But I have 15 of the 16 teams that I picked to go to the Sweet 16 are still in it for the games today and tomorrow. But that number 12-13 game in the southwest corner of the bracket there is the one that threw most everybody off when Louisville lost to Morehouse. So, but anyway, that's
not for nothing, but I think I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to think Arizona's going to go over Texas just because of my friends out there. But you know me. Come on, Bob. I still like Seton Hall. Okay, I'm rooting for Seton Hall. I'm going to push all the way for them.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? So if you're...
I don't blame you.
Right. You know, you're sitting around. One of the things that we love at the Grilling Guys here is this time of year is this is all about finger food time. Mm-hmm. And just wondering, Paulie, what kind of food are you eating during these games?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, first of all, we're very excited for what's going to happen in Newark. I mean, to bring the March Madness, the tournament to Newark, New Jersey, long overdue. I think we're going to have it for many years. But one of the things that... It's not really a grilling thing that you would normally think of, but you know, Bob, we take a grill, we do everything on the grill. But there's something I want you to try. This is totally different, something you've probably never done before, all right? One of the greatest little finger foods in the world is the easiest thing in the world. Everyone can do it. It takes about one time, and you're an expert. And that's to make something we used to call zeppoles. Actually, Italians call them pizza frites. You know what they are?
No.
No.
Okay. Now, most people cook them in oil, and you got to cook them in oil. So you say, how are we going to do that in the grill? Very easy. You take a pan, you put it on your grill, you fire it up, and you get the oil real hot, all right? Then you take some nice dough. And if you don't know how to make dough, because that's an Italian thing, you don't know how to make good dough.
Forget about it.
Go to the store, and you can buy those little poppin' fresh muffin things, whatever they call them, all right? You just take that, and instead of making them to muffins, you roll them into a little ball. You get the oil real hot in your grill. You take them. You throw them in there. When the sides get a little brown, you flip it over. Another minute, you take it out. You put it in some powdered sugar. And then if you're really crazy, you can barbecue them. And I know people don't think you can, but you can. You throw them on the grill quick, a couple minutes each side, and you're going to have something that tastes so good, you're going to feel your arteries start to clog as you eat these things, by the way. but they're great. They're tasty. They're addictive. And they're so easy to make, and people think you're a genius because it's something that people just don't normally make, but it's a great finger food. The only problem is you got to eat them right away. Otherwise, the grease starts to harden up, and you can use them for something else. But you got to eat them right away while they're hot and fresh. And it's a nice way to break up the game, especially at halftime.
Well, I think I'm going to try that because I've been trying for 53 years to make people think I'm a genius. So I think that'd be a great first step. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, I'm going to see you in a couple weeks. I'll be out there. I'm looking at my calendar, but I'll send you an email.
That's great.
Yeah. I was in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago, and I went to this Paisano restaurant. And I was thinking of you while I'm up there, right? Because it's a big old house, and all the dining rooms are up on the second floor. The place is total old school Italian. I mean, you would have loved it. So the waiter comes up, and I want to impress him, right? I go, "Hey, we're gonna start with a little garama."
That a boy, Bob. I'm very impressed. How'd it go?
Oh. We had a night to remember. It was the wine was flowing and the food. It was just, you know, family style, and it was great with a bunch of good grilling people.
Now, you actually found wine in Utah and Salt Lake City?
Oh, dude, some of the best microbrewers I've found yet are right downtown. As a matter of fact, the big beer, I just got my shirt in the mail from one of my friends from Tech Infrared. He sent me a shirt. They have a porter called Polygamy Porter. Uh-huh. So
you can't drink just one.
We laughed about it all week. So he sent me. He snuck in and bought a shirt for me. I just got it in the mail.
Oh,
on the front of the shirt, it says,
"I'm sorry."
Yeah, on the front of the shirt, it says, "I've tried polygamy," and then on the back, there's this picture of a guy with all these wives feeding him beer. It's pretty good.
You know, my dear friend Bart Oates, who used to play for the Giants, and if you remember Barty, he's the head of our New Jersey Hall of Fame, and. He's from BYU. I know he's watching BYU this week, too. That's going to be a very good game to watch. I think they're going to take it in a walk, by the way.
Yeah, probably will.
You know? Paul, hey, nothing. Did you see that the president must be listening to the grilling guys? I don't know if you saw, but Air Force One landed in Brazil last night. I think he's going to an asado.
Oh, is he?
I bet he is.
You know that? That's pretty good.
He wasn't going to do that until we had you on, about a month ago,
well,
and you explained
that.
Yeah.
Schedule. They called up and they asked where to go, and, you know, so I guess they went to Brazil.
Yeah. He's got, he's the vacationer in chief or something like that. I don't know.
I can't touch that line.
What a gig.
He's probably eating better than me and you, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you think? That's okay. We'll pick up the tab.
Yeah.
Happy to do so.
Paul, you know, you said about making dough. I thought you guys out there in New Jersey, all you did was run around the neighborhood and get dough. Isn't that how that works?
You know, hey, look, you know, I got to be very careful what I say here, you know, let me tell you something. First of all, anybody who comes to New Jersey, who's going to come to this tournament and go to Newark and experience the great restaurants, the culture, the food, you know, everybody likes a lot of stories about Newark. It's the biggest port in the world, number one, okay? So everything comes in there, a lot of great diversity. And when you're there, I hope maybe you go up to Nani's and have something to eat, but there's some great restaurants in Newark, a lot of great Portuguese restaurants. You've got tremendous amounts of food for tremendous values. If you're going to be hungry, okay, the best place to wind up is New Jersey. You go into some of these restaurants in Newark, like Segovia's and Don Pepe's. When I was a kid going to law school there, we'd go over there, and for $10, you could get a cow. You know what I'm saying? Now maybe it's $12. I don't know. But it's really tremendous. You'll enjoy it, and you guys aren't going to be disappointed. I hope. Are you guys coming out to? You going to come out to the tournament? Is that what you guys are coming for?
No, I don't think so. But I'll be there in spirit with you.
Well, good. Well, we hope everybody can come, and we're looking forward to hosting this and hopefully hosting it in New Jersey for many years to come. And then we got our Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be busy. I think you're going to be grilling out here a lot.
Absolutely. This is the grill show on the road, man. It's all part of the big plan.
I gave my sister-in-law your Little Italy restaurant selections, and I told her she could use your name to get a better seat. Is that cool?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just be careful. Tell her to sit in the corner.
Yeah, okay.
Back to the wall.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Paul. I'll be shooting in an email next week, and we'll chat face-to-face here shortly.
Well, that sounds good. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, guys. Have fun. It's always great talking to you. Randy, be good. Bob, I hope I see you soon. I want to say hi to my son, Sean Paul, at Villanova. Had that one-point heartbreak out there. But I know they're going to be all watching in the dorm today, so it should be a great day for basketball.
It will
all
be.
Right. Thanks, Paul. Okay.
Well, that was Paul the Goomba from our East Coast, one of Bob's friends in the industry, but always a good time talking to Big Paulie. He's got a great perspective on things. He's just a good dude. Bob, we've got a little smoked teriyaki stir fry you've been teasing us with all day, and I'm interested. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Careful how you throw those terms around, okay, Goomba?
Yeah.
Because he's actually my Goomba.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Not the Goomba.
Oh, okay. He's a possessive thing.
Well, it's a big deal. You know, forget about it. So, smoked teriyaki stir fry.
It was how do you smoke something that's a stir fry? We were talking about this earlier, but yeah. You know what, guys? Some of the coolest stuff are as a result of I made a mistake and now I got to try to save it.
That's what this was. That's all it was.
So go ahead.
Well, I was doing those butts here last weekend.
Pork butts, right?
Yep, that's right. And some ribs, and I had just a smoking fiasco going on, and I marinated a pork tenderloin in teriyaki because I love teriyaki tenderloin. And I made a mistake. I cut it into chops and smoked it. I think the rule is going to be from here on, if you're going to smoke a tenderloin, leave it whole.
That's right.
Because the grains were all exposed and it just dried it out.
It was tough, almost before it got cooked, right?
It did. And I actually cut it into chops and marinated it because I was going to grill it. But I had the smoker fired up, the good one going on, and I thought, you know, next time, take those things and just throw them on your tech infrared.
Exactly.
That would have solved my problem, but I'm playing around because that's what you do. Right?
You lost the moisture, right? When you cut it and you make it into thinner pieces, it dried out quickly.
I shouldn't have smoked it so long. I probably left it on 3 hours.
Okay.
And so now I've got this tenderloin, which is valuable meat. It's good stuff.
Right.
Got it at Forest Hill Foods, where I like to get my meat, and beautiful piece. It's ruined. So I thought, what are you going to do with teriyaki? Make a stir fry.
Right.
So I cut it diagonally. I trimmed off the little pieces of gristle, and I cut it into little chunks and strips like I do with my, when I normally make a stir fry.
Uh-huh.
And I did all the stuff for stir fry. You know, I had some snow peas and some celery and carrots and nothing extravagant.
Right.
Didn't have the water chestnuts, which Olivia loves. So sorry, Olivia.
So anyway, you put all this stuff together and just made a stir fry, but the smoked part was it was a save from the grill. And that's the important point that I want to make is if you got something that doesn't turn out exactly like you want on your grill, just think about it a little bit and you might be able to save it, use it the next day, or as Bob did, he took a complete turn and said, "You know what? We were going to have smoked pork, it turned out a little dry. I got to moisten it up a little bit. What am I going to do? I throw it in a stir fry."
It was great.
Family loved it. Right?
I'll tell you what, there wasn't but a little bitty bowl of it left when somebody else wanted some leftovers. It was like, "What's this?" No, it's cool. So again, you can salvage some of your recipes, but if you like teriyaki and you like smoked meat, you could try that one. It'll work for you. Also want to mention, I've got a minute left. My son Alex just enlisted in the Army. He's going in the Army National Guard. He is going to mechanical engineering school at Ferris in the fall.
Sure.
And so he just signed up with Uncle Sam, and we're proud of him. He's going to go off and be an Apache mechanic while he's going to college.
Well, that's cool. If you're just tuning in, it's 107.3 WBBL. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. It's springtime. At least I've got the fever. Maybe the calendar doesn't say it's spring, but boy, I got the fever. The snow's off my backyard for the first time in like 3 months. The grass is a little ugly gray, but it'll come around with the first rain. We got a little bit of that coming tomorrow, but this is a great time of year to think about getting started with that grilling. Get your equipment out, get it cleaned up, get it going. We're going to talk a little bit about some recipes for you for this March basketball tournament that we're in. This is one of my favorite times of year to eat because it's all finger food. It's bite food, and we're going to teach you how to grill a few things here coming up. Some of you using some of Rob Russell's marinade there. We're going to talk a little bit about naming our pig and so on. So stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.